I think Mr. Barrett actually did this story yesterday, and I heard a little bit of it, but when I saw it this morning, because I'm going on Twitter, and I'm looking to see if they dropped their algorithms, the shadow banning. They have not dropped the shadow banning. Now, they may have dropped some of the shadow banning, but the shadow banning is still there. So in my little experiment on Twitter yesterday, I say, well, it says I have 19,700 followers. Let's see if everyone that sees this tweet clicks the link. Even if you don't want to listen to the show, just click it once and you can turn it off. We'll see if any portion of the 19,700 alleged followers can actually see the tweet that I put out to test it. I think about 50. There were 50 more than the previous day on the preview stream. So the shadow banning is still there. It's still in effect. Now, it may also be that a lot of people that follow just let their accounts open and just don't go to Twitter anymore. But out of 20,000, though, I don't think 50 is a very good return on investment. Mrs. O'Connell, if you would you put that picture from my Substack in the chat room? Yes, people need to see it. It's already in the Substack. I already sent it out. Because I want people... I look, this is what needs to be shown. People need to go, well, I'm pro-choice. Or, yeah, well, let me show you this. What do you think about that? Oh, that's not really... You doctored that. No, I didn't. No, I don't. All I did was draw the red circles and then write a little text at the top of it. I didn't doctor anything up. That's not Photoshopped. And by the way, scan... What's that? No, I want the actual picture that I doctored. Yeah, Ms. O'Connell is going to put it in the chat room. There it is. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. No, it's ghastly horror. That is a murder. The police should arrest the black woman and should arrest the one with the mask, with the Lucite mask, and then the one that consented and volunteered her child up for tribute, she's an accessory. That is a straight-up scene of this. That's a serial killer performing a kill. This is an episode of Dexter here. I would almost pull a Glenn Beck and start crying, but then I would be accused of being Beck. This is it is tragic and sad beyond imagination. Look at the red circles. As a matter of fact, look at the red circle on the far left of the photograph. And by the way, Reuters published that. That's on their homepage. You see that plastic tube? That plastic tube is filled with the lifeblood of a child whose murder is taking place. The woman who has volunteered her child for tribute, back is arched in excruciating pain, left hand is up like, oh, make it stop. Right hand is being grasped by the serial killer's hench wench. That's what a murder looks like. That's a murder scene there. That's what is pro-choice. You know, if we'd have been publishing stuff like this in the 1970s, when someone would go, hey, I'm pro-choice, or okay, well, here. Tell me why. Explain that. Are you for that choice? And by the way, there are two lives in that photograph that are being inexorably changed forever. The woman that volunteered her child up for tribute, if she does not confess being an accessory to infanticide, she gets a one-way ticket to ride straight to the bottom of hell. The child, we don't know what happens. Some theologians say the soul goes to the limbo of the lost. Others say that God, in his mercy, that he takes care of the little ones, and that that's in his providence. And we pray that it is a benevolent end, because the child had nothing to do with the process. But here on earth, we absolutely can do something about this. That serial killer can be arrested. The fact that the serial killer has now been identified as some sort of pop culture icon star tells you everything you need to know about the moment in history in which we are currently in. That is straight up evil. From Marina Abramovic's lair. And if you go to the story on him or Reuters, Maggie was telling me, she goes, go back to the story and look at the woman, the black woman, who is also having her baby murdered while the Hemorrhoiders photographer is there following the serial killer around. Maggie says, look at her fingers. She says she can't afford to have a baby. She's got a diamond rock on her right hand, a ring, and a diamond rock on her left hand. She could have sold the diamond rings and raised the kid and paid to raise the kid for 5 years. And I said, well, you missed the other part. Not only is the serial killer serial killing another child, that woman, look at all the stretch marks on her belly. That woman has been pregnant several times before and has probably had them aborted, murdered as well. So in this instance then, and that photograph there, abortion is a sick, twisted, perverted form of Munchausen by proxy syndrome. Birth control, as they call it. Contraception. Sorry, sweetheart, it's not contraception. It's murder. Enough of this. If you don't get outraged by that, I don't want to start your morning off and make you mad, because I know all of you are good people. You're already, when you heard me describe the photograph, you already began to internally weep for the child and then weep for the woman who's now going to deal with the consequences. By the way, that photograph is in the digital ether now. It's never coming down. Whoever that child is, she looks like she's a college kid or whatever. Whoever that child is must now face the god-awful truth that the murder of her child was photographed. It's in the digital sphere. Google's got it. Pride Books got it. It's never coming down. The evidence of her crime is never going away. If I were her parents and I knew that I could identify that that was my daughter, I'd put her on suicide watch. She can never now escape what she has done. Oh, but Hemorrhoiders has cheerleaders around the world going, yay! Traveling serial killer. Dr. Hermit Gosnell's got nothing on this wench. And the story, listen, the story reads like it's a wonderful little tale from Reader's Digest. Inside Planned Parenthood's Birmingham, Alabama clinic, a quiet space with few windows and stock photos of the city lining the walls, a woman tapped her hand against her stomach as Dr. Shelley Tin performed a surgical abortion. The woman's tapping her. Hey, can you get this kid out of me? Can you kill this thing already? She's tapping her fingers on her tummy Oh, I'm just biding my time. Oh, is he dead? Oh, fantastic. I got to get to the bar. We're having a big party tonight. The demons are ascendant. They've come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. Well, they got that one. They got that one. No question about that one. Tien had flown to Birmingham the day before, and she would return home to Jacksonville, Florida that night. A week earlier, she performed abortions at a clinic in Oklahoma. She's among an estimated 50 doctors. These people aren't doctors. Again, serial killer. She should be in a film with Ted Bundy and John Wayne Gacy. She should be in a film with the Green River Killer. She should be in a film in the sequel to Dr. Death. Doctor. Oh, but she gets the term. And the socially prized and lusted for title of doctor. She's among an estimated 50 doctors who travel across state lines, according to the National Abortion Federation, to provide abortions in places with limited abortion access. There ain't no baby killing in Oklahoma anymore. And by the by, because I know a little bit about this bill. You may remember Mark Kreslin's here from the early days of the Crusade Channel. Well, I knew back in 2015, because in a conversation that Kreslin's and I had about something else, maybe it was 2016, Mark told me that he had moved to Oklahoma, number one, because it was what he thought was the most pro-life state in the union. It was low tax and et cetera, et cetera. He had to get out of Maryland. As Mark was talking to people in Oklahoma, one of the things that they were planning to do to bring the abortion conversation or to bring a final end to abortion, and if that didn't work, to kill it in their state, no abortion, 0.0, none. If there was any effort to try and stop them, you know, they wrote a bill, and it took them 5 years. It took them 5 years of fits and starts to actually get this. They wrote a bill that will actually challenge, should Roe survive the Mississippi court case challenge, and I don't think it's going to, but should it survive, this will basically put Oklahoma in the crosshairs of the federal courts, who will immediately rule against and stop the implementation of that bill. You see, but the Oklahomans may have another card. They may have another, an ace tucked in their sleeve.